Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah.
Faith is a substance of things hoped for. You got to believe.
Yeah.
Come on.
the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Thank you for listening to the Straightway Truth live stream. We are very happy you found us. It is our pleasure to bring you the truth of Jesus Christ, and we pray you are finding great peace. If you would like to bless this ministry using Cash App, select $PastorDowell. That's $PastorDowell. If you would prefer PayPal, the email address to use is dowell7000@gmail.com. That's dowell7000@gmail.com. And please select the Friends and Family option. It is also possible to use YouTube's Super Chat. However, only a portion of your donation will be received because 30% is retained in fees. We are very grateful, and we thank each and every one of you for blessing this ministry as it is laid upon your hearts. Shalom. The King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, family. Bless you all. Can you hear me, thanks? Give me a sound check, please. If I'm coming through, let me know. If I'm not, let me know. 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. Can you hear me, saints? Bless y'all. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Ugly Sin 10. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're coming in good, and I guess we will go. Hallelujah. Thank you there, Sister Sheila. Thank you all, saints. Thank you all for that check. Hallelujah. Y'all's good. Y'all's good. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. Oh, bless you all, Brother Willie, Sister Sheila, Brother Josh. Those of you in the chat, and those of you who are on the phone, and those of you who will be listening later. Bless you all. Greetings to you all. Thank you for your time tonight. I'm your host on this segment, on this brother segment of the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast, Deacon Bell. We welcome you all. Hallelujah. Another beautiful day we had here on the land. Thanks for butchering chickens today, for those of you that were here and saw the video. I was doing a video on YouTube tonight. I hadn't been on, but we had a lot of chickens to butcher. That good meat that we're gonna enjoy, that the Most High God has provided, folks. That good clean meat, not a vegetable. Hallelujah. Oh, praise y'all, saints. You know, it was a good word that the shepherd preached yesterday on the Shabbat. Bless y'all again, Brother Willie. Hallelujah. There was a good word the shepherd preached on Shabbat yesterday. Hallelujah. Hope everyone was edified and everyone had their hearts engaged, their minds engaged, their spirits engaged, you know, to receive the engrafted word. This is it. Now, if it ain't in you, you know, well, faith comes by here. You know, Pastor talked about that Shabbat. Excuse me 1 second. Let me turn this here. Pastor talked about faith coming by here on Shabbat evening. We've got to have the ears to hear and get your own mind and your own spirit all the way and just be able to get in receive mode. Hallelujah. But you know, one thing Pastor talked about yesterday, he talked about the joy of Yah being your strength. You know, and I'll tell you, if you don't have joy, you're not going to make it. We're supposed to be able to serve the Most High with joyfulness and gladness of heart. So you should have joy bells ringing in your soul at all times. Don't let this world steal your joy. Well, how's that song go? You know, this joy that I have, the world can't take it away. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I sing for y'all saints, but I don't want to terrorize you all with my joyful noise making, so I'll keep it to myself. But hallelujah. The Most High has blessed us greatly. Hallelujah. You know, we got a true shepherd that feeds us, leads us, and is a great example. We do thank the Most High for our pastor. Hallelujah. For his example, for all that he does. Hallelujah. I think of a more worthy shepherd out there. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go to Proverbs 15, verse 33. But yes, it was a very great word, very good word, very informative. All right, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. The fear of Yahweh is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Fear of Yah, with the instruction of wisdom. Yes, it's very, wisdom is the principal thing. But before honor is humility. And you know, I'm going to tell y'all, saints, coming out of this feast, you know, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody who gave of themselves and their time and energy to help us have a great feast, the Feast of Tabernacles. I greatly appreciate the food team, everyone that was doing everything they put their hand to help us all have a great time. I do appreciate everyone's service, from the serving team, you know, the food team, the brothers and sisters, you know, doing everything. I don't know, from the least to the greatest. I mean, I just appreciate everyone doing their part. Those that were righteous and faithful that came to serve. You know, now the kings and the queens that came amongst us, you know, y'all continue to sit on the throne, but the rest of us servants, we will continue to serve. Well, hallelujah. But I do thank, I'm thankful that we had a great time, and the Most High is good. Hallelujah. And and coming out of the feast too, but you know, with the feast and everything, you know, well, I'm gonna read something for us, but let me finish this first. Hold on a second. What was my? So, but like, let's go to Proverbs chapter 18. I'm not going to be long before you think. I just jot it down. The things that came to my heart today, so. And a couple other things that I've been thinking on too, so. But let me see. Let me get there real quick. Yeah, okay. Proverbs 18:16. The pastor was talking about this previously. 18:16, Proverbs 18:16. It says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. You know, so he's dealing with a lot of things with that, with people wanting to make room for themselves, thinking they need to be somewhere, you could say, before it's time, or if there will ever be time for them. They're going to have to wait on the Most High. If he has a calling or office or position for them, He'll open the door when it's time, not them pushing it open or getting anxious, and, you know, and can't wait for the Most High to, you know, make room for them. A lot more I could say, but I'm going to just stop there. Let's go to Proverbs 16:18. Wait a minute. Yeah, Proverbs 16:18. And it reads, somebody going too fast for me, Brother Ugly. I'm sorry. I'm just jumping. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. You know, Blog Talk Pastor talked about, you know, suffering yourself to be defrauded. You know, there's a lot. There's a lot. When you have a proud heart, a proud spirit, humility is the last thing that comes to your mind. You know, for those of us who have walked in pride, not the same for myself. walking in pride, especially my youth. Boy, you can't tell me nothing at times. My mother, my father tried to give me some wisdom. Well, I ain't listening to y'all. You don't know nothing. I know everything. You know, just that, you know, that arrogance and everything. But, you know, it says pride goes before destruction, the Holy Spirit before a fall. So a lot of times the people that walk in pride, they got to have, something's got to happen to them to get them back in line. Now, of course, thanks. The Father's going to have to allow us to get humble, to bring us down and correct us. And verse 19 says, it is better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. So humility, this is a note that I made, something that I wrote down, thought that came to my mind. Now, I wrote this. Humility is the key that opens the door, that opens every door in the kingdom of Yah. Because the lower you go, the higher you go. So you don't want to walk around in pride. You know, Jesus said this. Let's go to Matthew 20. We jump around here, thanks, but just the thoughts that I had for the. Meditation. So let's go to Matthew chapter 20. We're going to start at verse. Let me get there. Let's start at verse 25. Of course, thanks. Go back and read all these scriptures in context, please. I know you all know the drill. You've been in this ministry long enough, you should know that. But for those of you that don't, that's how we wrote. But Jesus called unto him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever shall be chief, and whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. So you hear the heart of the Messiah. I'm teaching us. So you want to be great? Become a servant. Become a minister. Minister to the needs of others. Put yourself in that servant, position, that position of humility. Hallelujah. Humility won't kill you. It won't destroy you, but pride will. Okay, let's go to Sirach chapter 26. Sirach, how do you say it? Over in the Apocrypha. Hope everyone enjoyed their day today. Those of you that came and got into fellowship with chicken plucking and butchering today, I'm sure you all had a great time being with the saints. Hallelujah. All right, Sirach 26, verse 14. And it reads, a solid and loving woman is a gift of Yahweh, and there is nothing so much worth as a mind well instructed. Now think of us as the wife of Yah in the light of this scripture, or being his woman, the bride of Christ, being the wife of Yah. Because that's what Israel was. Knowing who we are as a people. Let me go here for a minute. Now I'm gonna come back to Sirach with a thought there. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 and And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Emphasis on the last two words, my feast. These are the feasts of the Most High Yahweh. They're not our feast. They're his feast. And, you know, we should be very humble coming out of these feasts. Because the Most High invited us, so every time we make it from feast to feast, we shouldn't be puffed up, vainly puffed up. We should be that much more humble every time that we come through a feast. I mean, our hearts should be indicted in such a good manner that we're going to strive to be more holy, more righteous, more fervent, have more passion, more zeal for the Most High Yah. So like when Pastor was preaching yesterday, and asked the saints, when the Saul was talking about joy and everything, and about your light shining, you know, but he had to deal with the apathy, the passivity, the complacency of the people of Yah. You know, that's all up. You know, he's ministering to the whole body. So he's had to deal with that. We're trying to, you know, provoke us to righteousness, provoke more zeal, more fire, more fervor for the Most High. You know, we get excited for the football games, the fight, all the things of the flesh, but the Most High Yah, we're excited for. We're no joy in his house of prayer, you know. We won't dance. We won't shout for him. But our team wins. Yeah! Our favorite boxer wins. What was that guy's name? Just fought the two dudes. Tyson Fury and that Wilder guy. Man, I can't remember their names, man. But, we'll get excited for that. But for the Most High, nah, you know, I'm gonna keep my reserve, you know, my dignity. I can't just act out. But one thing about the guy that lost the fight, he finally was able to humble himself and come back and give credit to the man that whooped his butt, kicked his ass in the ring. You know, from what I hear, it was a good fight. Imagine seeing it, but it was a good fight. But the champ is undisputed now because he beat the number one contender down. Hallelujah. But our servitude to the Most High, we need to, you know, we should be more zealous for the Most High Yah, saints. And but you know, these are his feasts, and it should produce more humility in us. You know, we shouldn't come out of his feasts with a proud heart. You know, if you come out with a proud heart, that's time you need to search yourself. You know, not just from pride, but any other things you got going on. You know, just pride as an example. But you need to search yourself. You know, to seek the Father, ask him to show you what is in you. The thing that's hindering you, the thing that's in his way. You know, but you got to have a relationship with him. You have to commune with him. Spend some time, burn some oil, you know, especially some oil, burn that oil on your knees, on your face. You know, because the day going to come, you know, when he's going to shut the door. Are we going to be the five wise or are we going to be the five foolish? You know, we all like to think we're the wise. But in reality, most of us act like the foolish. So the day gonna come. I just shut the door here. We're gonna be open unto us. Open unto us. Hey, too late. Or then we're gonna run to the wise. Hey, give us up your oil. And they gonna say, the wise are gonna say no. Hey, you know what they are that sell it? That buy and sell, go and buy. And then while you're gone, oh, got hit myself. And then while you're gone, going to buy the oil, now the door's shut. But you should have had it in you already. The time you should have been spending with Yah. Thinking. But maybe because of the lack of the fear of Yah in you, that you don't spend time on your knees, getting to know the one you claim to serve. That I claim to serve. You know, we got time for everything else, but why don't we have time for Yah? What are we afraid of? What's holding us back? What's stopping us? Just a thought there, saint. Something to think about. You know, what gets in the way? You know, the cares of this life. Jesus talked about. We all have the lust of other things. Let's get that stuff away. So you want to search your heart? Search to see what idols in the way. What idols you got in the heart? What is What is Yah to you for real? But who is your Yah for real? I don't care if it's marijuana, you need to put that away from. If it's alcohol, put it away from. Put Yah first. Let him be the king of your life where he belongs. You know, the one who shed his blood for you, for me. Let's put him on the throne. He needs to be lifted up, high and lifted up. Not you, not the other things in our, you know, in your own hearts that's in the way. I can say it like that. Your heart that's in the way. So when you search in yourself, now this ministry is a ministry of the mirror. But let's go to James chapter 1. This is the ministry of the mirror. Let's go to 22, James chapter 1, verse 22. Now, straightway is the ministry of the mirror. If you can't see yourself in this ministry, then there's no helping you. With the way the word, with the word that is preached here, the way it's ministered, you know, there's no excuse for not being able to discern yourself. Let's read. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And why are we not blessed today? Because we're not doing. But what are we not doing? When we look into this perfect law of liberty, when the word goes forth and ministers, it's able to liberate you, show you what's up with you, when it gets an entrance into your heart, that's the time when that mirror is showing you clearly who you are. You are seeing you. If you don't do that word, well, take that, what's shown to you by the Spirit, you know, because it's not just the word, the letter of the pages, except for this notebook here, but it's the living word that's ministered when it's spoken. That's what gains that interest into you. Being able to hear his voice, and you don't harden your heart, you receive from him, then you can go and do what you need to do. Because then you're hearing from the Spirit now. You need that communion. He's able to reach unto you right where you are, deal with you, help you deal with you, and not condemning you, like Jesus dealt with the woman who was caught in adultery. He says, hey, woman, where are those thine accusers? And what'd she say? There's no one accusing me, Master. Well, neither do I accuse you. What did he say after that? Just go and sin no more. That's the same word we get. Let's say you're doing deliverance for somebody. You're praying for somebody for healing and different things. A lot of times the word said to them, hey, look, you go and sin no more. Lest the worst thing come on. Hallelujah. So let's make sure we are being doers of the word so we can be blessed in our deed. Hallelujah. And of course, you know, one will just be vain in our religion. Like it says in verse 26, if any man among you seem to be religious and bloweth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. And of course, we can go on and read the rest of it. Pure religion, undefiled before Yah. And the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Well, let's be faithful doers of the word, giving place to the Most High so he can enter into our heart, so his work into our heart and have his effective work within us. You know, because his word don't go out in vain. Don't come back to him void. It goes out to accomplish that what he sent forth to accomplish. Some people was meant to go out to offend some so they can be cut off. Others is going out to draw them in. So they can be saved. And the word cuts going in and cuts going out. You know, so pass it out. He don't minister the word to us to destroy us. Well, no one ministers. None of the elders, not the teachers, elders, deacons, nobody ministers the word of the Yahweh to destroy you. You get reproved, you get rebuked. That's all for your edification, for your salvation. Hallelujah. Ministering the word of life. Hallelujah. All right, back to Salah. Let me get back there. One second, saints. What's my spot? Okay, 26. So, going back to the... Oh, you lost your feed. Okay, brother. I was wondering why I said you left the conversation. I'm like, what happened to my co-host? By the way, my brother, thank you for always being there. At least whenever you're available to. I know, which is, you haven't missed but one that I know of. But anyway, thank you, my brother, for your service. A silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahweh, and there's nothing so much worth as a mind well instructed. Now, let's go over here to Deuteronomy chapter 4. We're going to read verses 6 through 14. And after that, Brother Ugly, we're going to go to Isaiah 49, verse 6. All right, hold on. Let me get there. All right, there we go now. Lost my spot here. Tell us about verse 1. Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh Elohim of your fathers giveth you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it. Give me 1 second, please. Let me make this bigger so I can see it better. There we go. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what Yahweh did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, Yahweh Elohim hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto Yahweh Elohim are alive, every one of you, this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh my Elohim commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is so great? For what nation is there so great who hath Yah so nigh unto them as Yahweh Elohim in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? So our minds have been well instructed by the Most High with his word there, with his laws that he's given us as a people. But the problem Most High had with us is our people went a whore out from under. We didn't obey. But still, his law is great. And he gave us that law to be his ministers to the nations. So let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah 49. Let me get there. Yeah, we'll go to verse 6. And he said, is it a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel? I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. No, that's what he gave it. That's why he got us in position for, saints. You Israelites, you Hebrews, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. We should be an obedient wife to him, obedient bride to our soon coming king, doing the things that please our husband, keeping his house, and making it greater by bringing those to him that he's drawn, being that beacon of light, the ambassadors of the kingdom. Bless you, Brother Joseph. Good to see you in there. And bless y'all to the Canada family up there. Love you all. Brother Dwayne, Brother Steve, Swinda, bless y'all. And those of you up there that I don't know, bless y'all too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another thought that came to me too, I think about what Teacher Eric said, you know, his message on the dead season. You know, as we're in this time, if you walk humbly, you'll be kept. As long as you're storing up the things of the Spirit that will help you in your times of need. Now some of us some people like to store up a lot of mind candy, but when you're going through an affliction, through a trial, I'm sorry, knowing the age of the earth, knowing man, so many crazy things. I mean, what good is that knowledge going to do you when your faith is locked, when your faith is hanging on by a thread? That ain't going to help you. So get something rock solid. Like Teacher Shane says, in your bag that you can pull out that's going to help you maintain in your dark hours. When the trial comes, when the affliction comes, be able to pull out some joy. Hallelujah. You know what? I had some other scriptures, but I'm going to skip now at the moment. I had this one. I think. Yeah, let's go to Psalms 83. But don't forget who you are, too, saints, who we are as a people. You know, because that conspiracy out there is working. We're going to read some of that. Psalms 83, we'll read verses 1 through 5. Psalms 83, verses 1 through 5. But knowing who we are, that should make us humble. Should be proud and lifted up. But we can walk in confidence, too. But just not vanity, that pride and vanity. Because we are children of the King, children of the Most High Yah. And we need to be walking and living up to the expectation of who we are. You know, because we're kings and priests. Hallelujah. All right. A song or a psalm of Asaph. Keep not thou silence, O Yah. Hold not thy peace. And be not still, O Yah. Hello, thine enemy. Make a tumult. And they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. And of course, it goes on to name all the nations. But don't forget, these people are confederate against the Most High. So the battle ain't against us, it's against him for real. But they focus on us because, you know, you gotta have somebody to hit. They can't get the Most High, so they're gonna come after his servants, his people, his nation. And they wanna take the remembrance away from us. So I'm gonna say Israel, remember everything the Most High Yah has given us, that he's done for us. Let's not forget his testimonies. Let's not forget his laws. Hallelujah. Everything he's given us. Let's hold on to it. But, you know, because there's a fight to take it from us. To make us, you know, nothing. You know, they want to destroy us. Take away our faith. Take away our, you know, our right to exist in the Most High. Take away our claim. But I'm sorry. I washed in the blood. Hallelujah. Ain't no devil out there. Nobody out there taking that from me. I ain't giving it to me. Filled with the Spirit. They ain't taking that from me. Hallelujah. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm not ashamed to say I'm a Hebrew. I'm an Israelite. A servant of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. We're the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not forget our fathers. We now that we know who we are, who is whose we are, what family we're born unto, we can maintain that as well, too. Hallelujah. You know what? Let me play this before I forget to. I had a cut from Pastor. I want to play. I'm gonna put that on now. Hold on a second. Speaker turned up. This is from Blog Talk, Sabbath evening. Listen carefully.
They can't take correction. They can't take discipline and instruction. Matter of fact, y'all, I'm going to go even farther. Most people today,
yes, sir.
Boy, I tell you what, if y'all want to hear this, y'all want to hear this one?
Yes, sir.
I said most people today, I'm going to show you the zenith of pride. Y'all want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Most people today, they cannot, I tell you what, if you want to hear it, type in the word here. I don't think some of you want to hear this because, see, when I say this right here, this is a whole nother level. Hear me, McNabb? You taking notes, son? This is a whole nother level right here. What I'm getting ready to put out right. This is a whole nother level wrapped up in one word. Come on, you want to hear it? Type it in now. They still rolling. They want to hear it.
You want to hear it, Pastor?
Why? They blocked you or something? And we'll try to figure out something.
What do you call it?
A super chat?
Super chat.
Really? Well, we got another one now. Who knows what it is? Ain't no big deal, son. You know what I mean? I know where y'all are. Hallelujah. Yeah, you got that right. I always do tell the truth because I ain't got no time for compromise. Y'all want to hear? Y'all ready to hear? Y'all ready to hear it out there?
Listen, Israel.
Most of you, and I'm going to say the majority of you, you'll never reach the next level because you can't even suffer yourself to be defrauded.
Now, did y'all hear that, saints? You can't suffer yourself to be defrauded. That takes humility to suffer yourself to be defrauded. Like, well, I didn't do it. I didn't. Why do I have to suffer myself to be the fraud? Why not? What happened to the Most High? What happened to Jesus? He had to take on all our sins. If anybody, I mean, if he could, he's a great example of suffering himself to be the fraud. He suffered because of us. He didn't have to. But he did that for us. And he who knew no sin became sin. So if you got a problem with suffering yourself to be defrauded, Well, get over it. That's all I can say, get over it. Grow up. Learn how to love. And learn how to be loved, even in that. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Philippians. Let me get there. We're going to Philippians chapter 4. And again, this is just the instructions again for our minds. And I'm going to read. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these. The instructions for how to keep your mind right, keep you in the right frame of mind. Well, good instructions. And then let's go to 2 Peter. Yeah, 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 3 through 12. Blessed be the God and Father of our Master Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Hallelujah. That's reserved in heaven for us, in the Shemaim for us, who are kept by the power of Yah through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. I think I read the wrong verse. Let me get right there. I'm in the wrong chapter. Let's go to 2 Peter. I didn't think that was right. Second Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 12. I misread that. I need my glasses. Hallelujah. All right. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. And look, we have the divine nature, saints, partakers of the divine nature, those of us that have received the Holy Spirit. Now you're partakers of the divine nature. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, and make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Master Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he is purged from his old sins. So he can maintain these things, saints, especially as we come out of the feast now, and now we're in this time frame. You keep yourself doing that, you'll make it back around to the next feast. But you're not letting your faith slip. You're earnestly contending for the faith. Hallelujah. Striving to be like the Messiah, being conformed to his image, being transformed by the renewing of your mind, not conformed to this world. Hallelujah. And let's go to Philippians chapter 2. Let's read, we'll start at verse, let me get there. We'll start at verse 5. We'll go to verse 10. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of Yah, thought it not robbery to be equal with Yah, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the stake, the tree. Wherefore, Yah also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Master to the glory of the Father. Look at our Master. What did he do? Who, being in the form of Yah, thought it not robbery to be equal with him, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. You know, he's taking out the trash. Clean the outhouse. Cooking food. Serving food. You know, doing the feast. Well, let's talk about Jesus himself. I know. But Christ in you? Guess what? If he did, at his time when he walked on the earth, same thing he did. Now that's the same thing he's doing. Same ministration in you. Hallelujah. Helping you learn how to serve. Helping you humble yourself to be able to serve. Because you're not doing things, like in verse 3 says, you're not doing things through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, you know, let each esteem the other better than themselves. So by being a servant, having a servant mind, you can esteem somebody better than yourself. You can be like, you can do what Jesus would do. He's going to come and serve. And a lot of you had that righteous example within you, have that in you when you do serve your brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You show that love of Yah that is in your heart. Hallelujah. But our Master humbled himself and became obedient. So humility is the key, saints. It is the key. Hallelujah. Well, it's our key. And let's read this. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, ye young, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. The key here, for Yah resisteth the proud. He resisteth the proud. He resisteth the proud. For Yah resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yah, that he may exalt you in due time. Hallelujah. The moral of this whole story tonight is just about humility. I have to come back around to it. Now, like I said, I'm greatly humbled coming out of the feast. Humbled that the Most High chose to invite me once again. And I tell you, you know, when you get called to a feast, sit at the low table. like Jesus said, sit the low tech. That way, when you do get called up, you're not ashamed because you're getting called up to the high tape, the big table, so to speak. But if you're going to sit at the high table, then when somebody greater than you comes in, you have to, with shame, get up out of that seat and give it to the greater person that came in. Don't puff yourself up. Don't put yourself forward. Let the Most High exalt you in due time. Hallelujah. Praise y'all, saints. That's all I have for us tonight. Just some things I'm thinking on. But hallelujah. Y'all's good. But humility never hurt a soul. That might hurt pride, but you know, we want to be dead to that anyway. Those of us who are righteous, those of us who are striving to be made conformable to the image of Jesus Christ, our Master. Hallelujah. And many of you do walk in humility. But many of you out there don't. Your pride is known by your walk. And some of you is known by your talk, too. But hallelujah. That's just the way the ball bounces. But hallelujah, saints. But let's stay diligent during this time, this dead season. Let's stay diligent. Let's keep our lamps burning. If it ain't burning, get close to somebody's on fire so they can set yours on fire again. But start seeking the Most High. Pray fast. Seek the Father. Hallelujah. Get close to him. You draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. But first, you got to submit yourself to Yah. You draw nigh to him. And he'll bring you close to him with his time. Hallelujah. Well, bless you all, saints. I do thank y'all for being here tonight. Pray you all were edified. I do thank you for your time, for your love, for your prayers. I was a little bit under the weather yesterday, but feeling much better today. Thank the Most High. Because his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. You know, of course, like the word says, until I was afflicted, I went astray. But hallelujah. But y'all is good, saints. I do thank you all for coming tonight, being here. And those of you who will be listening, thank y'all as well. Y'all remember to keep the man of y'all lifted up, saints, because this time we in. The devil's not playing. He is playing hardball. And he's after all souls. And these witches ain't laying down either. You know, this day time of the year, we got Samhain coming up. And of course, they out there sending their curses and doing their thing. But greater is he that is in us than he is in the world. And ain't nothing, no weapon formed against us will stand, will prosper. So you just let's keep our fights up, saints. Let's just keep fighting. Let's keep praying. Keep binding and loosening and breaking curses. And, you know, again, pray for one another. Pray for the men of Yah. Hallelujah. And be encouraged, saints. Be encouraged. You know, you look at the work that's going on in the ministry from the saints up in all the communities. Like Brother Daniel and them. Brother Elder Rufus and them in Georgia, Elder Mitch in Straightway, Kentucky East. Hey, saints, look, there's a lot going on, a lot to be grateful for, and all the things that y'all are doing that is your labels of love as well. You know what I mean? So just stay faithful in that and keep doing what you're doing. That's right. And the Most High will bless you. Especially Pinky. That's you, right, Brother Josh Pinky. Anyway, saints, bless you all. Thank you for your time tonight. I love you all. And yeah, Brother Willie, yes, we have to keep our armor on. Hallelujah, because we're on the battlefield of the Most High. Hallelujah. Put our war clothes on. Hallelujah. All right, shalom, saints. Bless you.